Hello and welcome to the Dawn of Awakening. I'm Vahid Tahami. I will be your host in this 10-part series in which we will explore the various aspects of one of history's most momentous events, Iran's Islamic Revolution. When the Islamic Revolution first occurred, it rocked the world, sending shockwaves throughout the Middle East and across the globe. Yet, 28 years later, large numbers of people in the West still do not really understand what the revolution was all about. The manner in which many Western countries regard and deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is proof enough. To parts of the world, the revolution remains a puzzling occurrence. Yet, it was not an overnight phenomenon. It is rooted deeply in Iran's past.
Iran's Islamic Revolution, part of which was an attempt to transform the country from a monarchy to a democracy, was nearly 100 years in the making. Indeed, many historians consider the Iranian Constitutional Revolution to have been the first phase of the revolution, which culminated in 1979. The Constitutional Revolution, which took place from 1905 to 1911, marked the beginning of the end of Iranian feudalism and led to the establishment of a parliament in Iran. This revolution was unique in that it was the first event of its kind in the Middle East. The Constitutional Revolution opened the way for cataclysmic changes in Iran and brought the country into the modern era. For the first time in history, the Iranian people began to realize that they held the power to shape their country's future and that their voice mattered. The direct result of the revolution was the creation of a constitutional monarchy. The system of government, which was established during the reign of Muzaffarreddin Shah, ended in 1925 with the dissolution of the Qajar dynasty and the ascension of Reza Shah to the throne. However, the constitutional revolution had paved the way. The Iranian people had been given a glimpse of freedom. Never would they willingly return to the status quo.
The roots of Islamic revolution in Iran. We know that the people in Iran, they were and they are Muslims. And they wanted Islam to govern this country. But during the time of Shah, instead of Islam, it was Western countries who were ruling the country. And then they were against Islam. And not only they were ignoring Islam and the Islamic rules in the society, but also they were against Islam and they were suppressing Islamic feelings and sentiments of the people in Iran. Therefore, it was a major challenge between the regime and the people. On the other hand, there were a lot of problems inside Iran. There was a social and economical gap in the society. There were some poor people who were the majority of the people in Iran. They were poor. And in rural area, they had nothing, no health care, no healthy water, and most of the people in rural areas, they were illiterate. But in some major cities, some people, they had everything they wanted. those who were related to the government and to the Shah. They enjoyed many economical facilities. Therefore, there was a big gap among the people, and it caused the people to not to be content with the regime. And it was one of the roots of the Islamic Revolution in Iran.
Why is Iran's Islamic Revolution so difficult for Westerners to understand? Is it because it lacked complex, many-faceted event that gave way to a new phenomenon in the Middle East? Actually, this phenomenon was not really new at all. However, it had not been a driving force for 1,000 years. It was the power of religion on the political scene and its reemergence with Iran's Islamic Revolution and has forever altered the face of the Middle East.
Though the roots of revolution in Iran go back to the turn of the 20th century, the Islamic Revolution in particular can be traced back to the 1940s and the ascension of Mohammad Reza Shah to the throne. The man who was destined to be Iran's last Shah came to power in 1941. He was actually put on the throne by the joint efforts of Britain and the Soviet Union, who sent troops in to depose his father Reza Shah. The reason for the interference was because the Allies considered the former ruler to be far too friendly with Axis of powers, the Germans in particular. However, the new Shah, like his father, was known for two things: his determination to westernize Iran and his hostility to the clerical class, or ulama, an Islamic tradition. He was actually overthrown for a brief time in 1953. In fact, he fled the country after a power struggle occurred between himself and his prime minister, Mohammad Mossadegh. Most Iranians backed Mossadegh, who had nationalized Iran's oil fields. However, the Shah soon regained control through a military coup d'etat. What was the code name of the joint CIA M16 operation that reinstated Mohammad Reza Pahlavi on the throne?
A great many of political intellectuals, general sociologists, and political sociologists have studied and analyzed the causes of revolutions. General sociologists mainly consider the public demands, needs, objections, insurgencies, uprisings, movements, and motions from the social point of view. Political scientists and intellectuals study the failings of the governing regime, along with its poor management and bad decisions, which lead to public dissatisfaction. There's a happy medium which actually bridges the social and political realms. It is the connecting link between the government and society. Political sociology studies the groups, parties, social elite, and political leaders who actually want to transfer the society's potential to the political realm. Such individuals act as catalysts. There are various theories about revolutions. One formulated by the American sociologist James Davis maintains that people rise up when they are suppressed and not allowed to express their thoughts and beliefs. According to Davis, the process can be mapped out in the form of a J curve. There is always a gap between what the public wants and that which it is actually given. If this gap is within a normal range, the people will tolerate it. But if there's a wide deviation, it leads to societal discontent. That in turn gives rise to uprisings and revolution. Revolutions are rare phenomena. They rarely happen. They happen when people really feel the ruling system is unable to meet their demands and needs.
به هر صورت نمیخواهد مطالبات و خواستهای اونا رو پاسخ مثبتی بده.
Operation Ajax.
Despite widespread discontent throughout Iran, things might have remained status quo if it had not been for two events. They include the launching of the Shah's White Revolution and the rise to prominence of Grand Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. The White Revolution, which included, among other things, a land redistribution program, failed to improve the lives of the peasants. This, in turn, caused widespread discontent. Coupled with this was the rise of Grand Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. The future leader of the Islamic Revolution came to prominence in 1963 when he criticized various aspects of the White Revolution and the reintroduction of the colonial era capitulation law.
Far from being an imperial movement, this so-called coup was nothing more than obvious foreign interference. Codenamed Operation Ajax, it was a joint operation carried out by the CIA and M16. The upshot was that Mossadegh was overthrown and the Shah returned to the throne. The 1953 coup, like foreign interference and monarchs who cooperated with it in the past, became a serious bone of contention between the Iranian people and the Shah. However, the Shah made many of the same mistakes as his Qajar predecessors. Rather than attempt to gain the goodwill of the Iranian people, he sought to rely on foreign powers to shore up his throne. His principal friends and ally was the United States. Though opposition to his government came from various groups who criticized it for violating the Iranian constitution, the Shah refused to listen. Instead, he depended on his foreign allies to keep him in power. Criticism of political corruption and the savagery of Savak, the Shah's secret police, also fell on deaf ears. Moreover, most Iranians were opposed to the Shah's rapid westernization of their country. What are the two events that were decisive in changing the status quo and bringing about the Islamic Revolution?
Another scientist, Theodore Wooger, has studied the same subject, albeit from a psychological point of view. He believes that high expectation gave rise to collective violence even when there is no deprivation. He says that even when people are not deprived, if they set their expectations high and those expectations are not met, the result can be a sense of deprivation. Revolutionary and social leaders may serve as catalysts, uniting the masses under the banner of a single cause. The process might be compared to raindrops, which make streams, which in turn form rivers that then create devastating floods. The scattered individuals in society gather under a leader and create a vast movement.
Following Ayatollah Khomeini's public denunciation of the Shah and his consequent arrest on June 5th, 1963, 3 days of major riots erupted throughout Iran. Khomeini was kept under house arrest for 8 months and then released. In November 1964, after another clash with the Shah, he was sent into exile. where he remained for 14 years until the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Though Ayatollah Khomeini was physically out of the picture, a religious awakening had begun and revolution was soon to follow. The White Revolution and the rise of Ayatollah Khomeini.
Thank you for watching this first segment of our program, The Dawn of Awakening. Be sure to tune in to our program, same place, same time, next week. Until then, goodbye.
Some Islamic intellectuals, such as the late Shariati, the martyr Mutahhari, and the martyr Sadr, also studied this area and commented on it. Shariati, for example, considered the revolution a widespread popular movement that was a culmination of societal will to self-government.
Thank you.